know, the players, again, you know, have I let them down? If you don't pick the right team, is that letting them down? If they don't perform and get a result, have they let you down? Have they let the fans down? You can go out onto a football pitch and you can give your all and the opposition beat you. Does that mean that they've let you down because you've lost the game? They don't mean to go out and lose football matches, and that's why I'll back them and I'll stand behind them and I'll fight for them and I'll defend them, whether they're making mistakes or they're not, because nobody means to go out on that football field and make a mistake.
In terms of your recruitment, as you say, people look at all areas now and people look at your recruitment. Do you feel, looking back, you got that right? Do you stand by the signings
made? Of course you stand by the signings you've made, whether them signings have delivered what you expect them to deliver. But don't forget, the people that were also here, that are kept here, that's all part and parcel of it, and they delivered. So you're going to be asking all the awkward questions and everything else, but at the end of the day, it's about trying to win a football match, and these players are a good group to work with. They want to do well, and because it's not going well, then everybody assumes that things aren't right.
Some lacking the ability. This level.
But again, you're going down to ability. When you say ability, does that mean technique? Does that mean, you know, are they strong enough? You can look at everything. What I am going to do, I'm going to defend them to the hilt, because they're the ones that have got to go out, whether they lack ability, whether they lack a bit of pace, whether they lack this, lack that, lack height. Everybody now will scrutinise everyone. But if you go back to when you said to me that you've seen this before, I would guess they're all the same questions you asked. They're all the same things that you put. And it didn't work then. So that's what we've got to stop.
So if you had the opportunity again, you'd sign the same players?
But again, you're trying to...
I'm asking questions that fans are asking me to ask you. I'm just doing my job.
If it hasn't worked, you'd say no. But if it has worked, you say yes. But everybody will have an opinion what's worked and what hasn't. Did you get rid of that player? Why did you get rid of that player? Everybody's a manager. Everybody is, it's the best job in the world. Everybody can be a manager. Everybody, I bet you when the players come in, everybody will say, oh, they're good signings. And then when it doesn't work, I wouldn't have signed him. And that's the job that we're in. That's the life that we're in. And everybody will have an opinion to begin with. And if it hasn't worked, that wasn't my opinion really. I'd have thought something else. But unfortunately, I'm the one who's made the decision. I'm the one who brings them in. And then I have to stand by that. And if it hasn't worked, then it hasn't worked. And then you have to move them out and get other people in that you think is right. Not everybody can be at the top of the tree. So what you try and do is you try and achieve to get there. And that's what these players are trying to do.
Is there a clause in Bothroyd's contract that says he has to play every game?
No. But again, they're all the things that come out and about that the rumour mill is the best thing in football. It's unbelievable. There's no such clause in his contract that he has to play. Jay came here, didn't start well, then won him over, remember? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're against him. And that's the turmoil of being in a football club. If we were winning games, you might get away with a little bit more or whatever. But don't just pick on one person, by the way. You know? People pick on people that they have a dislike for. Sometimes there's a bigger picture than that. So again, no, there's no clause in his contract whatsoever.